Hello and welcome to What's That About? Today we're asking, is a dolphin just a gay shark? Off the bat, how bloody good are dolphins?
They're pretty good. They're pretty cute. And
the way that when they make a noise, it looks like they're smiling with this big smirk on their face.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute. I like that.
I agree. They are pretty cool.
So today we're talking about, are dolphins actually as smart as we were all kind of led to believe they are? Because that's like, I mean, you go, what's a smart animal? The first answer is dolphins every time. Are they as smart as we've all been led to believe they are? That's the question for today. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've done some extensive research, and the jury's out, really. You know, you get some people that are really saying how smart they are, and then the other half are saying, they're not that smart. One biologist, I read an article, and he was saying, the issue isn't so much that are they intelligent, because on some level they are, but are they more intelligent than most other animals? And that's what's really up for debate. He said, you know, they're about the 75th percentile in his opinion. They're not crazy smarter than everyone else.
Yeah, so they're above average but not genius level.
Yeah.
I reckon it's because when I did the same thing, and when I was looking up all the stuff that dolphins can do, which we'll come to, which was pretty amazing. If you looked up elephants and you, okay, what are the smart things elephants can do? There was an equally impressive list of things.
So, like dogs.
Dogs can do amazing things.
Dogs can do more than I read what dolphins can do.
Yeah. So if you're looking just at one animal, you're going to conclude it's a genius. But when you look at all the animals, they can each do something amazing. Like every animal has something up the sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't realize it was only in the late 50s that the whole idea of dolphins being smart hit the public consciousness. Did you look into this maverick researcher, John Lilly?
Yes, I did. He's an interesting cat.
How amazing is this guy?
He's full on. He's one of these guys. You look him up on Wikipedia, and he's got about 10 different things. He's like a writer, a philosopher, a psychologist, researcher. He did everything. And he had this theory that dolphins were super smart, and he wanted to go about doing all these sort of research projects trying to prove that, you know, they can be taught to talk and trying to, you know, basically prove their intelligence.
Yeah, if he was like he was trying to almost be a Renaissance man for a little while.
Yeah.
And then he focused on dolphins and wrote books about them. Did you read that study that he conducted with his young research assistant?
Yes, I did. So he basically got a house, completely waterproofed it, filled it with water, and then made someone, one of his research assistant, female research assistant, made them live with the dolphin. Was that 12 weeks or something?
Yep. I think it was 10 or 12 weeks. The water was just high enough that the dolphin could swim around the house, but low enough so that the researcher didn't drown in the house. So they kind of could exist together in this house for 10 or 12 weeks.
Yeah. And basically, there was a bit of a failure.
Well, to me, the most interesting bit about it was, so the whole idea was when she saw the dolphin making kind of noises, she was meant to like reinforce these speech utterances and then shape them into human language. But the dolphin wasn't interested in these lessons at all. The dolphin just wanted a little bit of nookie.
He was a very randy dolphin.
He was toey as a Roman sandal, this dolphin.
So anyway, apparently he was so, what's another word for randy? I don't know. I don't want to say the H word because it's a bit much for this hour.
Not in this time slot. You can't drop a H bomb.
You can't say that in this time slot. He was so excited that she had to manually relieve him 8 to 10 times a day just to get the focus on back on the vocab.
Manually relieve. Did you make that phrase up?
No, I read that from one of the things. That was their classy way of putting it.
The article I read about that little incident was that the dolphin was trying to woo the researcher by kind of nibbling at her feet and legs. And at that point, I was just taking notes thinking, okay, that's not a bad little tactic. I'll keep that up the sleeve. And then when the researcher didn't reciprocate, the dolphin just got violent, so they had to kind of separate them. And they thought, let's give the dolphin some conjugal visits with other dolphins. So it went away, had a good time, came back hopefully a bit more relaxed. But the dolphin was still keen on this researcher. But the way the way I read the article, it was almost as though she wasn't instructed to manually relieve it. Just one day when the dolphin started rubbing his teeth up and down her leg and then showing off his genitals, the team was in shock because the researcher then started manually relieving it. And I was reading that as though she took it for her own decision of, okay, you've won me over. That was how I read that story.
Oh, right. Yeah, no.
That's not the case.
No. She was just... I think she just wanted to solve the problem and then get on with the lessons. That was what I read.
I thought it was, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. That's so weird. It's such a weird research thing.
the other experiment that I read about with this guy was he started giving the dolphins LSD as a way to get them to talk.
Yeah.
And in his research papers, he was writing things like, you know, ultimately it didn't work, but the dolphins all had very good trips. What's his little
summary?
Probably
having flashbacks now. Yeah. And we're back to talking about drugs. How did that happen?
We always go into the terrain we know nothing about.
Weird. Injected them with LSD. That's just weird.
Yeah. And then from that point, his reputation was cactus and he was stripped of all his funding.
Yeah.
The whole idea of a researcher and a dolphin living in this waterproof house together.
Yeah.
You got to give it to him for giving it a shot. He's thinking big.
Points for trying. And there's actually a whole Radiolab episode on this experiment. So,
oh, really?
Check it out. Yeah, it's really good. Very interesting. It interviews the person, the woman who was in there with him.
Oh,
the manual reliever. They had an interview with her.
Manual reliever is my favorite. If we ever start a band, can we call it the Manual Relievers?
Yes, that'd be good.
One of the things that seems to have led to this dolphin intelligence thing is that they have a little... I can't remember what the ratio is called, but the size of the brain compared to the size of the animal.
Yeah, it's the encephalization quotient.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Another good name for a band.
Yes, that's good.
And I think the ratio... Humans have the highest ratio in terms of brain size to body size, but dolphins are number two.
So humans have an EQ, that's what it's called in the biz, of 7.44, dolphin 5.31.
Right. I guess as a general rule of thumb, that's probably fair enough. But you look at humans, like the size of your brain doesn't correspond to your size of your intelligence. So there's something a little amiss with that ratio. Otherwise, I'll be the smartest man alive because my head is enormous.
Yeah, they say it's a very vague sort of... It's only hypothesized to be a rough estimate of intelligence, but... There's big issues with it, and I wouldn't pay too much attention to it, particularly because I have a bit of a small one.
And because it involves knowledge of biological sciences that we don't possess. So let's
But mainly because of my small brain.
So what were some of the most amazing things you found that dolphins could do?
Well, I know some of the military use dolphins to, they've all militaries, or a lot of militaries have dolphins, and they use them to... They say they use them to rescue lost naval swimmers or to locate underwater mines. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories about how they think the Navy uses them to lay underwater mines or locate enemy combatants or like to go on kamikaze missions to get submarines.
Really? And that's all... Or kept them on the
conspiracy
quiet?
Theory. So it's probably not true at all. But a lot of people think that's the case. And apparently, Russia just bought 5 dolphins. No one knows why. The Russian military just bought 5 dolphins, which is the best. I want some pictures of Vladimir Putin riding dolphins with his shirt off, just frolicking in the way. Maybe a bit of manual relieving on the side. And then leak that to the Western press.
The funny thing is, it's probably the most likely explanation that we've got at the moment.
Probably is.
That's why they bought them.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of things that dolphins can do that aren't particularly interesting or entertaining in terms of You know, they can learn symbols and syntax, which are kind of the elements of language. They can mimic humans. They can recognize themselves in a mirror. They mourn their dead. They have this weird healing thing where it's kind of, they're almost like the Terminator, where they don't kind of repair the way humans do with scar tissue. They regenerate their cells back to their original state. It's kind of, it's been described as it's alien what they're able to do compared to what other animals can do.
Oh, wow.
There's a whole bunch of weird stuff around how dolphins have unique culture within communities. So they're not just hardwired to live a certain way. They can learn from each other. And so if one of them comes up with a trick how to get coral off a rock, they'll teach each other and pass it down through generations in the way that other animals don't do that as much.
Yeah, I read about that. This sort of group of dolphins put some spongy type substance over their, what are they, beaks? I don't know what they are. Noses? You know those big pointy things at the end? What are they? It's a mouth.
I laugh, and yet I did not have the answers.
Yeah, I'm gonna say mouth, and then they taught each other how to do it, which is pretty good. And there was another example in SeaWorld. They used to get the dolphins to pick up litter that may have landed in the pools, and every time they picked up a bit of litter, they would give them a small fish to eat. So what the dolphins did was they grabbed some litter and they kept some more sort of underneath something under the water. And whenever they got hungry sort of later on, they'd go down, get a piece of litter, come up when there was a guard around and then tried to get some more fish.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
They also do this cool thing when they do like, when they hunt in packs, where they'll do like a coordinated effort where one of them will kind of make a distraction over this way, and then the other one will shoo some fish out from a rock, so the predator will go to get the fish, and then a bunch of others will jump on them with a hessian sack and knock him over the head and take him away for further questioning. Like there's a whole bunch of little tricks they do together that other animals don't do.
Yeah, it's cool. They all work together really well.
And they're also really good guys, because if someone's in a bit of strife, whether it be another dolphin or a different species, they'll either come to their defense or they'll help them out. And there's all these cool stories of ways that dolphins have saved other animals' lives. They're the good guys of the ocean.
Yeah, you hear that about, you know, people being attacked by a shark and then a dolphin comes out of nowhere and then just headbutts it with its mouth and then saves the human, which is pretty cool. And I think there's a few stories like that. So it is good. And then I'm pretty sure there's stories of people being attacked by dolphins as well. Not as often.
Didn't come across any of them?
No. Didn't you?
I think there's like some filter on to keep up the PR for dolphins.
Oh, there's not. Yeah, you have to go into like page 10 of Google. It's like the Wild West back there. Have you been to page 10
of Google? I've never been to page 10.
Search anything. No one goes past two pages. Once you get past page 10, anything goes. It is crazy.
So that kind of, all those amazing things they can do, some of them are particularly unique, but you could generate a fairly similar list for lots of other animals, which kind of links back to that idea of they're amazing, but are they unique in their intelligence? And so on that note, did you look up some things that other animals can do that are fairly impressive?
I've only got two other animal facts, and they're not classy, and I'm tempted not to say them because we've gone down, old John Lilly brought us down to, you know, the lowest common denominator with the manual relieving. And it's along that line.
You can't basically go any further than manual relieving, so you may as well go for it.
Well, apparently the echidna has a four-headed penis. But the female echidna has two vaginas. So basically the male uses two with the other two heads sitting on the bench. And then halfway through, they do an interchange. And then the other two get a go. It's true story. It's weird. I've never heard that before in my life.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I've got so many questions, but I don't know which one I should ask.
But literally, that's all I know. But ask away. I don't know anything else. You can try.
Is it like the first two finishing the job and then the other two, or is it kind of like this is a teamwork effort? Like, what happens at the halfway
point? I think it's two jobs.
Two jobs?
I think. Well, four jobs, really.
Kidnas are bloody loving it.
Oh, they're loving it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling sorry for the bloody female.
Imagine the female. Oh, I got a headache. Not again.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
And what's your other one? It's
weird. And I was half tempted to Google it, but I'm like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to know. I just don't want to see that. Don't want that in my search history.
I reckon that there at one point there will be like a social media trend where everyone has to screenshot their search history in that moment and share it with everyone. So you get all of your recent searches. I reckon that'll become a thing and there'll be a hashtag with it. I might try and start it. But everyone will be engineering it around, you know, what was Copernicus's first works? Like, it'll be that, probably that kind of stuff.
And the only other animal fact is butterflies taste with their feet. Not that interesting. Not really any more comments that need to be made on that. Did you have any other ones?
I got a couple. One is there's the mantis shrimp is the size of a normal shrimp, but it has superhuman or super shrimp strength. So it can punch as hard as a bullet, as a gunshot. So if you put a mantis shrimp in an aquarium, it just punches through the glass and the aquarium shatters.
Really?
That's what I read. I've never seen that happen, but that's pretty amazing.
Did you YouTube that one?
I didn't. No, I'll put it on the to-do list. But that's pretty good.
That's cool. Yeah, that is good. Mantis shrimp, done. Good. I'll Google that.
Next one.
Yep.
The immortal jellyfish, apparently at the end of its life, it folds in on itself, absorbs itself into itself somehow, and then returns to a polyp stage and life starts over again for it.
Really? The circle of life?
Yeah. That is like an old dude on a bed, you know, putting his head up his bum and then coming out as a baby. Like, that is just... that's the human equivalent of that. That's amazing.
Yeah, wow, that is weird.
It's, that little analogy was a little bit weird, but...
That was a bit weird.
Alrighty, so that's dolphins. Are they smart? Yeah, pretty smart. I would say pretty smart is kind of the answer to that. Alrighty, that'll do us. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
See ya.